how'd Darby look today?
He looked good, man. You know, considering what happened, you know, that dislocated ankle, you would think that he would never return. But, you know, you just got to credit his hard work, the trainers, getting him ready. And, you know, hopefully we see him, you know, within, you know, next couple of weeks. I don't know what the timetable is, but looks good.
Ronnie, Redskins running back Chris Thompson says he doesn't want his family to come to the game on Monday night because of the nature of Eagles fans. How do you feel about the fans?
Man, I love the fans here. They come and support each and every Sunday. I know they're going to be it's going to be a lot of them on Monday night, man. They're going to be ready, ready to go, hungry for us to get back. And, you know, we're eager to get out there on Monday night and go out there and play in front of our home crowd.
What do you think it says about this fan base that other players don't want their families coming here, though?
Man, I mean, it just shows how passionate our fans are, man, and how serious they take the game and how bad they want us to win. You know, they're here at home, and then they also come on the road, man. Every road game has really felt like a home game. I think I've seen Torrey Smith quote that, but it's been like that. And, you know, I commend our fans for coming out and giving us that support.
Do you see anything different out of the Redskins than you did now than week one?
Yeah, they're doing some things different, you know, getting out of their tendencies a little bit. You know, great teams do that. You know, you got to switch it up. So we're prepared, man, watching film, studying hard. But, you know, Kirk Cousins is doing a good job over there. Terrell Pryor is coming along well. And Chris Thompson's showing up. He's a guy that we definitely have on our radar. So another tough opponent for us, a division opponent. And, you know, we're going to have to bring our A game.
Rodney, you guys have done a tremendous job, particularly against Carolina, in limiting yards after the catch. How important has that been, especially with Ronald?
It's huge, man. If you want to be a good defense, you know, players are going to make plays in this league. They're going to catch the ball. They're going to get some yardage. But, you know, what we try to stop is the yards after the catch. And you know, guys just pursuit to the ball. I think that's one thing that you see that flashes on tape, the urgency that we play with and how guys pursue. And teams start to take notice.
Have you been pleasantly surprised by the physicality of your corners? Well, I mean, not surprised because they're all, but I mean, they've done a really good job against stopping guys after the catch.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised at all. That's just the nature of our room, our identity. You know, there's no cover corner in this room. And that's how Corey coaches it, and those guys show up each and every week in the run game as well as the pass.
Have the tackling drills kind of impressed that on everybody, that how important it is that you guys have been doing every day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a little bit of how we practice, but just a mentality that we all have. And, you know, we all compete against one another. It's just a group thing, and guys have kind of bought into that.
What's your reaction to Chris Long donating his whole year's salary?
I was just talking to him, man. It's inspirational to see what he's doing for the youth, not only in Philly, but St. Louis and Boston. So I commend him a lot. Literally just had a conversation with him. And, you know, that's the type of guy Chris Long is, man. He always thinks about others and just an unselfish guy.